Okay, good. Well, we can start then. Thank you very much for being here. This morning, I vetoed the state budget. And I did so because it doesn't meet the needs of this state. It has legally questionable maneuvers. It adds to our wall of debt with the attempted sale of buildings, which really is a form of borrowing, and borrowing at a very high expensive interest rate. And that's not the way to do it. I started in January with a real balanced budget solution, and it contained deep cuts, and it also asked for tax extensions on a temporary basis with a vote of the people. That was the way to do it. And yet, as we went forward, the Democrats made some very tough cuts in public schools and welfare and Medi-Cal and all sorts of things they didn't want to do. They held their nose and they made the tough cuts. Now, when it came to the Republicans, many of them said, "We're not voting on this. This is your problem. We're here, but we don't need to vote." Well, they do need to vote. And they need to join with Democrats and with the people of the state to get a balanced budget solution. And that takes a vote of the people. And we need four Republican votes. And in the next several days, I'm going to do everything I can. I'll move heaven and earth to get those votes, because we really need a solution, not for 6 months, but a solution for the next several years. And that's what my balanced budget solution really offered. So there's where we are. And going forward, I think we can get it done. It may not be perfect, but I know we can do better than what was presented to me this morning. Yeah. Well, we're going to get something better. You can be sure of that. Number two, I think people have a very hard time cutting our public schools, and rightfully so. And they have a hard time cutting our public universities, and rightfully so. That's the dilemma we're in. If a handful of Republicans will not vote to let the people exercise their sovereign right to say yes on tax extensions or no, then we're in a much more difficult place. And the deeper cuts to schools and the university, it's going to be on their hands, because the key to a balanced budget solution rests not with the Democrats, but under the Constitution, rests with the Republicans, who can alone constitute a two-thirds majority bill. Well, one can never be confident about the acts of free human beings. And if people want to say no, if they don't really want to take the steps needed to protect public safety, to bring government closer to the people and protect our schools, then that's on their conscience. But I'm going to do everything I can. And whatever happens, we will get a better budget than we got today. And I just think...
But what are you going to do differently? I mean, you keep saying that.
Well, wait a minute. For the first time in history, the state budget has been vetoed. That's big. And it sends a powerful message that all of us have to do more. We have to rise to a difficult but higher level. And I'm confident we're going to get a better budget. Whether I can get the Republicans to vote, that remains to be seen. But I'm certainly going to give them the chance and the chance to become heroes rather than people who become complicit in the destruction of our universities and our schools and our public safety.
Do you think that the lawmakers should be...
I'll get... I think all of that. Everything within the law, I will pull out of my gubernatorial briefcase. And going forward, we cannot continue to engage of obfuscation and not face the music. So it's not a decision that I make lightly or insensitive to the pressures on legislators. But the fact is, California has been living beyond its means for the better part of a decade. We now have to readjust what it is we spend with what it is the taxpayers give us. And it's not pretty, it's not pleasant, but I got elected at this stage of my life not to evade and not to delay. So I'm going to do the best job I can, and I think the veto actually will help add pressure to make tougher cuts, or hopefully to encourage the Republicans to let the people exercise their right, which is theirs, to vote yes or no on tax extensions.